This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
The banners of the King go forth, the gleaming mystery of the cross, by which the Maker of all flesh was yoked in flesh upon the wood, where wounded as he hung on high by ruthless blade of sharpened spear, there flowed forth water mixed with blood to wash us clean from every sin. O noble tree with blood adorned, the splendid purple of the King, wood chosen from a worthy stock, to touch and bear such holy limbs. O blessed tree whose branches bore the price and ransom of the world, like scales it weighed the body's worth and bore away the spoils of hell. Hail, altar victim sacrifice, for glory gained through grief and death, by which our life endured to die, and through his death restored our life. O cross, all hail our only hope, in glorious triumph raised on high, increase the grace of loving heart, and rid the guilty of their sin. O triune God, let all sing praise to you, the font of saving grace. Sustain forever those you save by wondrous mystery of the cross. Amen.
What a great work of charity! Death itself died when life was slain on a tree. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. What a great work of charity! Death itself died when life was slain on a tree. We worship your cross, O Lord, and we commemorate your glorious passion. You suffered for us, have mercy on us. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the depth of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We worship your cross, O Lord, and we commemorate your glorious passion. You suffered for us, have mercy on us. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and an absurdity to Gentiles. but to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. O glorious cross, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
O glorious cross, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
And he has washed away our sins in his own blood.
On you the King of Angels was victorious.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
O glorious cross, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
Super omnia linea cedrorum, tu sola excelsior, in qua vita mundi pependit, in qua Christus triumphavit, et mors mortem superavit. Alleluia.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et caenum ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mana qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies dimensibus eius. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in ane. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Super omnia linea cedrorum, tu sola excelsior, in qua vita mundi pependit, in qua Christus triumphavit, et mors mortem superavit. Alleluia.
Let us pray with confidence to Christ, who endured the cross to save us.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant and being made like us. Grant that your people may follow the example of your humility.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you humbled yourself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Grant that your servants may imitate your obedience and willing acceptance of trials.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you were raised up by the Father and given the name that is above all other names. May your people, strengthened in the hope of a heavenly resurrection, persevere to the end.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, at your name every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bend in adoration. Pour out your love upon all men, that they may join together in proclaiming your glory.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Welcome our brothers and sisters who have died into the unfailing joy of your kingdom.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should undergo the cross to save the human race, grant, we pray, that we who have known his mystery on earth may merit the grace of his redemption in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Seeing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.